Today, the Festival of Flowers at the Springfield Museums. Why summer gas may cost you even more. The Fishing Derby is back. Child porn arrest in Great Barrington. You might receive a flash drive in the mail. It's a scam. And the Polish flag goes up today.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
It's Monday, March 21, 2022. St. Pat's finished for this year, spring has sprung, and much is going on in our bailiwick, whatever that is. And your forecast looks pleasant enough. Mostly sunny and breezy today, highs between 52 and 56 degrees. The winds northwest 10 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, a low of 30 to 34. This was a busy weekend for Mayor Sarno, as he cheered on our Springfield Thunderbirds Saturday as they took on the Lehigh Valley Phantoms. We'll have a little bit more about that, too. Then Mayor Dominic Sarno and the city officials joined the Springfield Police Department contingent and marched in the annual Holyoke St. Patrick's Day Parade on Sunday. Springfield Museums now present Festival of Flowers, April 7th through the 10th. Free with museum admission. More than 40 displays will grace four museums as floral design and botanical whimsy, if you will, return to the Springfield Museums during the 9th Annual Festival of Flowers. Thoughtful interpretations will bring new perspectives to the objects and exhibits of their art, history, and science. Now to compound the joy, the New England Nevilles will be performing during an evening event, April 7th, as part of the Festival of Flowers. The festivities include activities, refreshments, and plenty of time to admire the flowers after hours. Hey, that rhymes. The Environmental Protection Agency, requiring a different blend of gasoline be sold in the summer months than in the winter months. The summer blend has lower volatility, which means it's less likely to evaporate while sitting in your car's gas tank in the heat, and therefore less likely to emit harmful fumes into the atmosphere. So, why talk about this? Well, this transition will lead to slightly higher pump prices, which is, of course, the last thing we need. Winter gas has higher volatility. That makes it easier to ignite and start your car in frigid temperatures. Summer blend gas, more expensive to produce. The deadline to switch over to selling summer gas is June 1 for gas stations, but refineries start producing the pricier blend in March, so that's when you'll notice prices creeping up, if you haven't already. September 15th, that's the last day the EPA requires gas stations to sell 100% summer blend gas. After that, the cheaper winter blend gas can start to be reintroduced. The Fishing Derby is back. The 2022 Fishing Derby will be held Saturday, April 16, at Heritage Park from 7 a.m. to 10:30 a.m., for children from 3 years old to 14 years old. Now, here are the age groups. 3 to 5, 6 to 8, 9 to 11, 12 to 14. If your child or children do not have a fishing pole, they'll supply them with one. The club will have the pond stocked with well over 600 trout of all types and sizes. So children have a very high chance of catching multiple fish. The East Longmeadow Boy Scouts will be at the event to help anyone with their fishing skills. For fun, there will be handouts and a raffle. Friday, March 18, officers from the Great Barrington Police Department, United States Secret Service, and Massachusetts State Police executed a search warrant at 220 Stockbridge Road in Great Barrington. The warrant was obtained as a result of an investigation into the possession and distribution of child pornography from an apartment at that residence. As a result of the investigation, James J. Keough was arrested for the following charges: possession of child pornography, distribution of material depicting a child in the nude, distribution of material depicting a child in a sexual act, further charges pending. Keough was held at the Great Barrington PD in lieu of $50,000 bail and will be arraigned today in the Southern Berkshire District Court. Watch out! The FBI has released an alert that cyber criminals are mailing malicious USB flash drives through the U.S. Postal Service. Two different schemes are being used. One scheme contains a package that appears to come from the Department of Health and Human Services, that reportedly contains information on current pandemic guidelines. The second scheme comes as an Amazon gift box, which contains a thank you letter, USB, and counterfeit gift card. Well, both packages contain USBs that, when connected to a computer, will send pre-configured commands that download malicious software, creating direct backdoor access for cyber criminals to deploy ransomware. Congratulations to the Central High Golden Eagles girls basketball team on winning the state D1 title. We're all very proud of these young ladies, both on and off the court. And the mayor wishes our student-athletes, coaches, students, teachers, staff, and families continued success. The mayor says he's looking forward to joining with Superintendent Dan Warwick, Principal Tad Tokars, Athletic Director Dwayne Early, and Coach James G. to honor the team on this proven tremendous achievement. Once again, they've shown that Central High is the home of scholars and champions. Finally, the Polish flag goes up today in honor of St. Joseph's Day. The ceremony will take place outside of City Hall at 10 this morning. St. Joseph's Day celebrates the patron saint of Poland, known in Western Christian traditions as the husband of the Virgin Mary and the legal father of Jesus. In the Polish tradition, families celebrate the day with a meatless feast known as a festive fast because it is Lent. Thank you very much for spending a few minutes with us today to take a look around the region and get things in perspective. I do appreciate your continued listenership here at the program we call Brad Shepherd Today, a service of Pioneer Valley Radio. I'm Brad, and we'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.